Okay, this year is dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas Chaim Ben Yosef by Stefan and Alana Gilbert. We appreciate the sponsorship. Steph's father's yahrzeit, so we learn in his memory, Chaim Ben Yosef. So the Psukim and Parshas B'Shalach tell us the mitzvah, the imperative of Heichinu Es Asher Yaviu. The Psukim tell us about the man falling from Shemayim and the mitzvah of Lekitas Haman, of gathering the man Yom Yom, gathering it in. And in that context, Ve'echinos Asher Yaviu, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kofi Yizayin Mubeis darshins that this is a mitzvah, some charge that we're supposed to prepare Tzarchei Shabbos during the week. Just like there was preparation involved in the context of collecting the man for Shabbos, so too, weekly, we're supposed to prepare our Shabbos Tzurachim as well. Mishnah Brura in Simon Reish Mem Beis, in the very beginning, comments that some assume that the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah daraisa. The reason why we're jumping from Hachana for Shabbos to Kavod Shabbos is not exclusively, but largely based on the idea that's presented by the Vilna Gaon and the Beis Halevi and Revelvel, all of them in that line, that Kavod Shabbos takes place almost exclusively on Erev Shabbos. Now, it's not only based on that, because the truth is that Hachana, regardless, is Kavod Shabbos. The fact that Kavod Shabbos is exclusively defined as something which takes place before Shabbos is what you need the Vilna Gaon and the Brisker Rav for. But either way, they definitely converge, regardless of whether you have that alumnus or not. They definitely converge. The Mishnah Brura there in the beginning of Simon Reish Mem Beis points out that the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah daraisa, according to many. But he says most assume that it's something less than that. That's a mitzvah which is midivrei neviim. What's that all about? What's that tumah? What are they hacking about? So really, it's a pasuk in Yeshayah. The pasuk in the 50th parak of Yeshayah says that a person, you know, in Tashmi Shabbos Raglecha, you have it in source number 2 within the Rambam, in Tashmi Shabbos Raglecha. So in that context, it's v'karasa la Shabbos oneg, u'kdosh Hashem mechubad, there in source number 2 in the end of the line, u'kdosh Hashem mechubad. So those two mitzvos, v'chibadato, u'kdosh Hashem mechubad, and v'karasa la Shabbos oneg, give you the mitzvos of oneg Shabbos and of kavod Shabbos. So that's l'chor what the Mishnah Brura is referencing when he says that it's midivrei neviim, that there's a, you know, from the prophets only, that there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos that exists from Yeshayah Navi. That's the pasuk that he's referencing, and the Rambam does quote that in source number 2. But there's a little bit of an oimik here. It's not really our Indian right now, but it's worth pointing out, even if you know it already, just to chazer the basic idea. Even though the mitzvahs of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos do come from this pasuk in Navi, from the pasuk in Yeshayah, but they do seem to have a sort of a higher status in halacha. First of all, you have the Mishnah Berurah quotes Deos, that is Daraisa. How could it be Daraisa if the source is a pasuk in the Neviim? And also, you see, even those who say that it's Midivrei Kabbalah, it has a higher status. So where does that come from? So this Rambam is a very cryptic, very, very ambiguous Rambam in source number 2, very beginning of Parak Lamed, which is really the Parak we're going to learn for the rest of the time. Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. Four things were said about Shabbos. Shnayim in a Torah. Two of them daraisa, v'shnayim midivrei sofrim. Two of them are from the words of the scribes. That's not a very clear term in the Rambam in general. So if your first, your gut reaction is that it's midivrei sofrim means derabanan, we know the Kesef Mishnah and Ishas, we know the raid, that divrei sofrim does not necessarily mean that it's derabanan. It might mean that it's daraisa, but it's not explicit in the psukim. So you read that phrase with your mind, you know, open to different possibilities. But the Rambam continues, that's not even the most difficult part. V'hein mifurashin alidei neviim. They were explicated. They were explained by the. They were elucidated by the divrei neviim. Shebe Torah, what is in the daraisa is zach v'shamar. Zach is yom shabbos l'kachro and shamar is yom kadosh l'kachro. That's eretz dibros. V'shen nisparish al idei neviim. What was nisparish? What was elucidated by Yeshayah Navi? Kavod v'oneg. The two mitzvahs of kavod v'oneg. Shneimar v'karas l'shabbos oneg. Ulekdosh Hashem mechubad. So this is a very complicated Rambam. What's the pshat? He's going back and forth between divrei sofrim, which maybe it means daraisa, but then it's divrei neviim, but it's not divrei neviim really, it's mefurash ma'yadei neviim, which is a very big bilbo in this Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik, famously, it was in a yahrzeit shir, Rav Shechter also records it in the Sefer Mipnei Rav, but Rav Soloveitchik explained that here too, it seems that the word divrei sofrim certainly means daraisa, and that that's the first starting point, that's obvious, that's taken as an obvious fact. Then, when the Rambam goes ahead and describes that the Kavod and Oneg are both Midivrei Neviim Nisparshu, that the Mifurash Malidei Neviim, what do you mean? If it's Daraisa, it's Daraisa, Divrei Sofrim. So he says, no, because when you look at the Psukim in the Torah, you don't really have any Pasuk explicitly that tells you there's a mitzvah of Kavod and a mitzvah of Oneg. So that's why it's only Divrei Sofrim, not explicit. However, how do we even know about Kavod and Oneg? Where does that come from? So Yeshayah Navi pointed out that Kavod and Oneg come from, they stem from the mitzvos, the shoresh, the roots, are in the mitzvahs of Zachar and Shamar. of Zachar and Shamar. There's a little bit of a piece that's vague over here. We're leaving vague. Whether one, you know, one of each lines up with the other one of each, meaning the Zachar line up with, just making an example, with Kavod, and Shamar line up with Oneg, or vice versa. If it's not vice versa, it doesn't mean that you can get Kavod from both Zachar v'Shamar, and you can get Oneg from both Zachar v'Shamar, and then you have to figure out, are there Zachar aspects to both and Shamar aspects to both? So that's something to work on. But either way, generally speaking, there's Daraisa Shrashim of Zachar and Shamar of Shabbos in the Aseret Dibros, and the Yeshaya Navi said, oh, you can see from there that there's also Dinim of Kavod and Oneg. Kavod meaning honoring Shabbos or preparing for Shabbos, and Oneg meaning enjoying Shabbos on the day of Shabbos itself. Either way, so now what you see from this Rambam, with the help of the Rav, is that the dinim of Kavod of Oneg, preparing for honoring Shabbos, you know, enjoying Shabbos, those are mitzvahs daraisa. Are they chiyuvim daraisa? No, they're chiyuvim midirei sofrim or midirei neviim, however you want to phrase it. But they definitely are kiyum on a daraisa level. They definitely have their source in the Pesukim in the Torah. Okay. In the context of halacha, in source number 3, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a person has to wake up early on Erev Shabbos in order to prepare for Shabbos. He gets that straight from the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin and Maseches Shabbos. But here in Reish Nun, the Shulchan Aruch adds, Yashkin Boker, v'afil yeshul kama avadim l'shamsho. Even if you have many servants in your home, you have so many people who are taking care of the day-to-day you know, activities in your house, even so, yishtad l'hachin ba'atzmo, shum davar l'tzarkei Shabbos kidei l'chabda. Still, a person should go out of their way to make sure to do something to the towards the effort of preparing for Shabbos. He quotes now the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Mechaber is quoting from Mem Aleph in Kiddushin, which you have in source number 4. So the Gemara there mentions how certain Amoraim would, you know, personally prepare for Shabbos. Rav Chista would cut the vegetables, and Rabbi Yosef would cut branches for the fire, and then, or whatever, Rav Zeir would light the fire, and Rav Nachman would clean the house himself. So they would all do something on their own. They say in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, the you know, intellectual biography of the Stipler and the Chaznish. So they record that the Stipler Gaon was very careful about this. He would always sweep the floors. That was his thing on Erev Shabbos, sweeping the floors on Erev Shabbos. So they if there was ever a time that someone beat him to it and swept the floors before he did, he would sweep them again. That's an interesting chumrah. I don't know how much that's interesting, but he would sweep the floors again because he wanted to make sure to be involved in the preparation, like the Gemara says, that you should be involved in it yourself. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this lalacha, that yishtad l'hachin ba'atmo, a person should be careful to try, make an effort to be involved in the preparation for Shabbos in and of himself, even though he has people to do it for him. You should do it on your own. The Shulchan Aruch concludes here, you have in source number 3, Umehem Yilmad L'Kol Adam, a person should learn from those Gedolim, those Amoraim, who did these things on their own. V'lo Yomar, don't say it by yourself, Lo Ifkum Kvodi, it's beneath me to clean the house. No, it's not beneath you. All Rav Chista, Rav Yosef, Rav Zera, they all did it. Rav Nachman, they all did it. Kizehu Kvodo. Because this is, in fact, I think the way to read this is, in fact, his honor. Meaning it's an honor to me to be involved in Kavod Shabbos. It's an honor to me to sweep the floors for Shabbos. Shem Mechabed HaShabbos. Because you're being Mechabed HaShabbos, that's a Kavod to you. So here, the Shulchan Aruch uses the term Yishtadel. This is a controversial term in Shulchan Aruch and other places as well, and most notably in Hilchos Tefillah, when he talks about davening with a minion. But here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yishtadel, a person should make Hishtadlus. He should try. He should do his best to make sure that the preparations are done on his own. It doesn't sound like it's a total chiyuv. It doesn't sound like it's an absolute obligation on the person, but rather make every effort that you can. Do your hishtadlus, and like anything else in life, you have to balance hishtadlus and bitachon. Maybe you could just have a little bitachon and your house will be cleaned. I don't know. You have to figure out the balance of the scales. But hishtadl, a person should try, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. It's not an obligation on a person in the classic sense of your chayiv to do so. That makes sense. That's very mistaber. Why is that so mistaber? It's mistaber because the Gemara in Mem Aleph in Kiddushin, in source number 4, you have it, the beginning of the second parak, the Gemara uses this concept as plugged in to the klal, to the yesod of mitzvah bo yosemi v'shlucho. The Gemara there says, Hashta b'shlucho mekadesh bo mibaya, asking on the Mishnah, what do you need to tell me, an extra chiddush, that you should be mekadesh bo uv'shlucho? If you're allowed to be mekadesh with a shliach, v'ad, you're allowed to be mekadesh on your own. So Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. It's teaching you a chiddush that there's a klal that if you could do the mitzvah on your own, you should do it on your own. What's the proof? How do we know about that? Ki hadur of safra machrich reisha, and Rava was malach shibuta. So each of them were involved in these actions before Shabbos because they wanted to be involved in the kavod Shabbos themselves. Seems like it's a din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho is not the mitzvah of you wouldn't think. It's the mitzvah that is ma'akev in the mitzvah, that is a fundamental part of the mitzvah. It's a maila. Like doing a mitzvah with Rizas, doing a mitzvah with Chavivas, doing a mitzvah with Hidr, it's a maila. It's an additional, you know, level to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But it's Yishtadel certainly covers that. It's not the ultimate chiyuv that you have to do. So the Shulchan Aruch rightfully quotes this halacha as Yishtadel. A person should try their best to make sure to do some preparatory acts going into Shabbos, but if not, it doesn't sound like it's an absolute chiyuv. However, the Be'er Halacha here in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun notes that the Rambam you have in source number 5 in the beginning of Parak Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Vav, the Rambam doesn't seem to agree. The Rambam writes over here, Afal Pishahai Adam Chashev Yoser, even if a guy was very Chashev, Vein Darko Likach Dvar Min Ashuk. He's not the type to take things from the marketplace. And not to be involved in the menial tasks of the house. He's not involved. He doesn't scrub the toilets. That's not normal for him to do. Still, chayiv lasos dvarim shein l'tzorach haShabbos begufo shizehu kvodo. So the Rambam says, even though this is not his norm, even though you would think this is, you know, zakin vein l'vichloidai to be sitting on his knees and scrubbing the orange juice stain out of the couch with his toothbrush. So even though that seems like it's beneath his kavod, it's not for him to do. But chayiv lasos, he has a chayiv, is an obligation, absolute chayiv to do so. It doesn't sound like the Shulchan Aruch, correct? The Shulchan Aruch said that yishtadel, that a person should do, they make their best effort to do so. But it's not a chov gomer. Here, the Rambam seems to be saying chayiv, that's mamish a chov. So the Be'er Halacha says maybe it's lav dafka. Mishnah Berurah suggests maybe it's lav dafka. Maybe it's ke'ein a chov gomer. It means ke'ein a chova, but it's not mamish a chova. You see the Aruch HaShulchan about this as well, but it's a dachuk pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say chayiv, and you have to add in the word ke'ein to change the Rambam's pshat. So that's difficult. It's even more difficult because if you look in source number 6, the Rambam in Ishus corroborates what we said before in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam writes, "Mitzvah sheikadesh adam ishto ba'atmo yoser me'al yidei shlucho, v'chein mitzvah al isha shetikadesh shetikadesh atma biyada yeser me'al yidei shlucha." So the Rambam here does quote klal, the idea of the yisod of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, but it's a mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. It's not chayiv adam lekadesh isha ba'atmo as opposed to with an agent. It's allowed to do with an agent. It's allowed to do on his own. It's better to do it as a maila to do on your own. But this sounds more like the Shulchan Aruch yishtadel in Hilchos Shabbos than it does the Rambam's chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos. So now you have a discrepancy not only between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, but minei uvei internally in the Rambam himself. In one place he says that it's an ultimate chayiv, the absolute chiyuv to be mishtatev in the preparation for Shabbos, and yet when it comes to mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho in the realm of kedushim, he's clearly implying that it's less than a chiyuv, that it's something that's more of a yishtadel, like the lashon haShulchan Aruch and the Shabbos. So what's going on in the Rambam? The Baal Tanya pointed this all out. Not in Tanya, actually, interestingly. It was in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in those halachos of Halachana v'Shabbos, of Kavod Shabbos. So he makes this point in the Kuntres Acharon that the Rambam seems to be Soser himself, and he gives his own mahalach over there. But if you look in the Sefer Kuntres Chanukah Megillah, Rav Aaron Turchin, the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, so he gives a beautiful pshat in this, a beautiful yesod from Rav Elvel. Well, at least part of it he quotes from Rav Meir Soloveitchik in the name of Rav Elvel Soloveitchik. I don't know if the whole thing is through Rav Meir, but either way, it's all, mi mekor echad shavu. So the Kuntres Chanukah Megillah says that by Kedushin, you'll note that the mitzvah is Kedushin. The mitzvah is to be Mekadesh Nisha, to marry a woman, to make her your wife. So what's the din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha? Meaning the mitzvah is to marry her. What's mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha? What does it add to do it yourself? So the answer is that it shows a greater kavod for the mitzvah if you do it yourself than if you delegate it to someone else. If you invite someone over to your house because you need to give them something, and they come bechvod amuva atzmam, that's a chashuv thing for them to do, because it shows they see the importance, they see the significance in coming over to pick up this item. If they send their secretary to pick it up for you, so that's not such a chashuv thing. They're treating it less seriously. You know, they want to, you know, a mashal ba'alma, somebody wants to drop off schnapps for a shalom zachar. So if he's going to walk over the schnapps by himself to the house and hold it and bring it to the house, it shows that he cares. He's mishtatif in the simcha. He cares about the simcha. If he sends his cleaning lady to drop it off, so it's not so chashiv. It's still nice that he gave. It depends how expensive the schnapps was. It's still somewhat nice that he gave the schnapps, but it's not the same. It wasn't the same mishtatfus in the simcha. So mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho is that a person is involved. He shows kavod to the mitzvah. That's the maila of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. That yisod, that when a person does something himself, as opposed to delegating, he actually does it on his own, that it shows a greater level of kavod, we could take that and we can also transpose it onto Hilchos Shabbos, or onto, I should say, Kavod Shabbos by Hilchos Shabbos. It's true that kavod for Shabbos is a chiyuv, inherently. I mean, it's a chiyuv on its own. And in general, Ba'alma, mitzvah bo, yosmi b'shlucho, is a maila. It's an external maila that it shows you've covered for the mitzvah itself. But here, what's so fascinating, when you transpose and you take it to Hilchos Shabbos, is that something changes. When it comes to Kiddushin, there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin, b'mekadesh l'isha, and if you do it yourself, that's extra points, because you're showing that it's chashuv to you. When it comes to Shabbos, if you do the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, you get the mitzvah. And if you do it yourself, that's not just a maila, that's vayter the mitzvah. Meaning the whole mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is to show honor, to show respect, to show how significant Shabbos is to you. So if you prepare through a servant, it's a shtick mitzvah, it's okay. If you do it yourself, it's not just that you're doing the mitzvah now and you're doing it yourself to show more kavod, you're doing more kavod, which means you're doing more of the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is enhanced by the mitzvah bo yosmi b'shlucha. The fact that there's more kavod when you tend to this chore on your own, personally, than when you delegate it to someone else, that's a critically important aspect of the mitzvah itself of Kavod Shabbos. By Kedushin and all of the mitzvos, it's stama maila. It's something that you do tangentially, externally, from the mitzvah itself. By Kavod Shabbos itself, the mitzvah is the kavod. So when you do it with your own two hands, you're not only doing the mitzvah in a nicer way, but you're doing more of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah. It's a more of a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. You're intensifying the kavod by doing it on your own. So the klal is the same klal. In both cases, what we learn is that you see from the fact that a person, when they does something on their own, it adds kavod to the mitzvah. So by all mitzvahs, that means you're doing the mitzvah with more kavod. But when it comes to Shabbos, you're doing more kavod Shabbos. That's more of the mitzvah. So for the Rambam, this is what the Kunjus Chanuk Megillah quotes. For the Rambam, what happens is that when it comes to Kiddushin, so mitzvah, bo yosem yushalucho, it's a nice thing to do, that if he's going to be Mekadesh the Isha already, so he should do it by himself, show kavod to the mitzvah of Kiddushin. That's a beautiful thing to do, to add kavod to the mitzvah. But when the Rambam says that you have to do the same thing by kavod Shabbos, it's not enough to be Meshtadel. It's not enough that it's, oh, it's a nice thing to do. No, that is the mitzvah. For a person to do it on their own is the kavod Shabbos, and it becomes a chiyuv, as opposed to just being a mala. So you start in the same place with the same yesod, that kavod is added when you do it on your own, but that translates differently depending on the context. So in the context of the mitzvah of Kiddushin, you're being mechabed the mitzvah externally by doing it on your own. That's a nice thing to be mishtadel to do. The Rambam says mitzvah, that's a beautiful thing to do. When it comes to kavod for Shabbos, in order to be mechabed Shabbos, you have to do it on your own. You're chayev to do it on your own. You got to find something to do on your own. Otherwise, you're lacking in the actual kavod of Shabbos, which is the mitzvah that we're talking about in and of itself. Rai lechach, and this he certainly quotes from Rav Meir in the name of Rav Elvel. Rai lechach is the lashon of Rambam. If you'll notice, back in source number 3, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch ended, Ki zehu kvodo shemechabit haShabbos. It's, don't feel like it's beneath me to clean the toilets. It's beneath me to do the Windex on the mirrors before Shabbos, to cook up the soup, to whatever, you know, cut the heads of the fish or whatever they were doing. It's not, it's beneath me. I don't do that. I don't usually do those type of things. No, why? Ki zehu kvodo. Who's covered? My kavod. It's my kavod to be involved in these actions. Why? Shemechabit haShabbos. Because being mechabit Shabbos is a very kavodic thing to do. It's very beautiful, and it's very roy. It's very fitting for someone like me to do. Oh, says the Rambam a different line, though. In source number 5, again, the same Rambam, halach above, the Rambam says, Chayiv lasos dvarim shein letzorach haShabbos begufo. You have to do it on your own. Shezehu kvodo. The Rambam doesn't clarify that by saying it's kvodo of the person because he's being mechabit Shabbos. But rather, this is the diak that Rav Elvel made, rather, the Adam Gadol should get himself dirty and tend to the mitzvah himself because zehu kvodo of Shabbos. That is kvod Shabbos. You should do it yourself because that is the mitzvah of kavod. You have a mitzvah of kavod, do it yourself because that is kavod. Not because it's a kavod to you to do it, that it's an honorable thing to scrub the toilets. No, because it's kavod Shabbos to scrub the toilets yourself as opposed to having someone else do it. Therefore, you should do it because that is the mitzvah itself. That's how they read the Rambam based on the Mahalak they just suggested. When we learned Maseches Kedushin, Rav Tversky had a very amazing raya to this yisod from the Rambam himself. So, in the same halacha, you have it in source number 5. But if you flip the page, you have it also before number 7, halacha vav, because I printed for you most of the halachas that we need from the parak over here. So, in halacha vav, the Rambam tells us what some of the chachamim haishonim would do for Kavod Shabbos. What's the definition of Kavod Shabbos and Onek Shabbos? So the Rambam would starting on the previous page, sorry that it didn't end up on the same page, but in source number 7, the very beginning, Halacha Beis in Perek Lamed, the Rambam says, Ezu Kavod, what is considered Kavod Shabbos? And the Rambam lists things for us over here. Lichotz Panu V'yadav Raglav, take a nice hot shower. Mis'atif B'tzitzis V'yoshib B'chovid Rosh M'yachal Kabbalas Pnei HaShabbos. They should sit with a Melotar B'talis and you should wait, anticipate the coming of a Shabbos with a bated breath. Halacha Gimel, now it's on page 2, sorry. When we cover a Shabbos, she yilbash ksus nikiya, to wear nice clothing for Shabbos, or to do kibbutz, to clean your clothing for Shabbos. All all these things are, you know, bathing, wearing Shabbos clothing, all those things demonstrate the esteem in which Shabbos is held. That's the reason why what we said before is true, that covet Shabbos can express itself not only on Shabbos, but exclusively before Shabbos, because the idea of covet is to express not just that you're enjoying Shabbos, but to express how highly you hold of Shabbos, the high regard within you, which you hold Shabbos. So I want to dress up nicely, and I want to prepare nicely, and I want the house to look nice. I think the Rambam also tells us, if you look in Halacha, hey, to make your table look nice, even if you don't have that much food coming over, to make the house look nice, to clean up, all of that is to show that you have a chash of a guest, the Shabbos Malkas are coming. So that's what the Rambam says is Kavod Shabbos. What's Oneg Shabbos? Halacha Zayin, right before source number 8, Ezu Oneg. So he says, L'sakin tavshil shamein biyoser u'mashke mavusam l'shabbos hakol lefi mimono shel adam. To make sure you prepare, and then, I guess, enjoy, cholent, a nice dish for Shabbos, or many nice dishes for Shabbos. So it's interesting. We would have thought that if Kavod Shabbos means preparing for Shabbos, making sure Shabbos is going to be nice, so then what should be included? Okay, bathing and cleaning the house and all the things we said before, you know, dressing up in talis and waiting for Shabbos to come, that's all great. But also cooking the food, no? Making the cholent, cutting the fish, whatever the food is, getting ready for the bishul, the process of cooking and the preparation of cooking should also be considered kavod Shabbos. But nowhere in the halachos that we just mentioned, not in halacha, you know, beis, gimel, dalet, hey, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about cooking for Shabbos. That's not considered kavod Shabbos, apparently. And if you look in halacha zayin, before source number 8, when he describes oneg, there he does include cooking. Cooking the meal is included in oneg Shabbos. Why? Because apparently, cooking a meal for Shabbos, or making sure food is cooked for Shabbos, that's a hechsher mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. You have to have a good cholent. In order to do that, you know, mishatarach be'erev Shabbos, yoch b'Shabbos. If you work on Erev Shabbos, then you'll be able to have a meal on Shabbos. Otherwise, you won't. So it's just a practicality. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory thing for the Oneg Shabbos to enjoy it, to make sure you cook it before. Otherwise, there's just not going to be cholent. There's not going to be food. But that's not by definition kavod Shabbos. That's not by definition kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is showing esteem, showing reverence, showing how high a regard you hold a Shabbos in. But once we understand that, then there's a very glaring issue. Because if you go back to Halacha Vav, which is right between the definitions of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, when the Rambam tells us what the Chacham Rishonim did, when he quotes that Gemara in Kedushin, so he says, Chacham HaRishonim, again, this is about Kavod Shabbos. Chacham HaRishonim, mehem mishahaya mefatzel eitzim levashel bahen, umehem mishahaya mevashel omoleach basar, and he was someone who was preparing the machal u'mashke, meaning the Rambam here lists three or four cases of the Chacham HaRishonim being involved in the cooking process. Yeah, Alex all excited, yeah. So it says it has a mucker, it has a source. So the Chacham Rishonim, these Amorayim, they were involved in the cooking process, and that's Zehu Kvodo, that's the Kavod Shabbos, that's the Gevald, that's the Spitz. Kavod Shabbos, those activities are Kavod Shabbos, but I don't understand. We just said before that Kavod Shabbos means showing Shabbos in high regard, and the Rambam doesn't mention cooking for Shabbos until Oneg Shabbos, because it's preparatory for Oneg Shabbos. Now he mixes it in. So it could be an Echnami. It could be that the Rambam at this point just extends. He just broadens the definition of Kavod Shabbos. But what Rav Tversky suggested so brilliantly is that you're talking that the pshat here is that an Echnami. Objectively speaking, Kavod Shabbos means setting the table nicely. It means, you know, lighting candles to make a nice atmosphere. It means showering. It means doing the laundry. It means all those things to make Shabbos a beautiful time on the calendar of that week. That's Kavod Shabbos. And Oneg Shabbos means enjoying food, which takes, you know, cooking beforehand. And therefore, cooking for Shabbos is not Kavod Shabbos. It's preparatory. It's Hechsher Mitzvah for Oneg Shabbos. That doesn't change. The Rambam is consistent about that. However, you know when cooking for Shabbos can become Kavod Shabbos? Specifically when the person, inherently it's simply, you know, Hechsher Oneg. What makes this Kavod Shabbos is that he's an Adam Gadol who's doing it. Meaning inherently, objectively, you hear the Vart, inherently, objectively, Kavod Shabbos means doing things that make Shabbos Chashev. And that doesn't include cooking. Cooking is just a preparatory act for eating. However, if you have the stipler going, putting on an apron, and going into the kitchen and cooking for Shabbos, or you have some other gadol sweeping the floor, or cutting the heads off the fish for the Shabbos meal, you have someone who's getting down and dirty in the kitchen, and getting involved in the process of Shabbos, even though inherently, objectively, that's an act of preparatory Oneg Shabbos, but since an Adam gadol is doing it, it's now a kavod to Shabbos. Because the Adam Gadol is saying, I'm going to take this on. That's a covered Shabbos. That the Adam Gadol is getting his hands dirty and getting involved, even though it's not inherently covered Shabbos, it flips to covered Shabbos based on the Gavra who's doing it. And that's the context the Rambam is saying it in. In terms of Ezu covered, covered only includes things that make Shabbos Chashiv. In terms of Onik Shabbos, that includes cooking for Shabbos. But if an Adam Chashiv does the cooking, that's a covered Shabbos as well. And that's, it's flipped subjectively, but even though objectively and, you know, inherently, they wouldn't have been the same category. Pretty amazing raya to the Brisker Rav's Yisod that we just spelled out before. So Torsky at the time also mentioned that this Yisod would have ramifications in the area of Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em as well. You have in source number 8, the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam basically writes that if Rachman Otzlan, a parent asks a child to do something, that's the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. You have to be mechabed them, you owe them honor, you owe them respect, and that translates into doing actions for them. It starts with respect, that you have a command to be mechabed them, and that translates into doing actions like ma'achil and mashke and malbish them, all those things. So let's say a parent asks you to do something, so it's covered to do it for them. So what if a person, the father says, I want a cup of tea, and he says, yeah, no problem. And he says, Mila, or whatever, I don't know who, Mila is kind of a yeshivish name for a cleaning lady, but that's the one I remember from Teaneck. What's another name for a cleaning? Conception. Everyone knows Conception. So Conception, she's a cleaning lady in the Heights. You've never told him about Conception. Conception is a cleaning lady in the Heights. She's very, she definitely gets involved in the cleaning process. So she says, Conception, go get my father a cup of tea. Go get my father a cup of tea. So it's the same result. No, he still gets his cup of tea. It's the same. She probably would botch it, actually. That's the truth. So it's a bad example. But whoever it is, the cleaning lady would bring a cup of tea. She like squashed the cup in her hands as she's bringing it to him. She makes a cup of tea and brings it. So the same thing happened. The result is the same. The father got the cup of tea. But no, it's not just mitzvah bo yosmi b'shluta to do that on your own. The mitzvah is the covet. The mitzvah is the covet, the mechabed, the father. So if you do it, if you delegate it to someone else, you're lacking in the covet itself. It's not just a lack of a maila, you're lacking in the covet itself. But if you go out of your way to do it on your own, bechvodu va'atzmo, that's a bigger covet to the father, and that's a mitzvah of kibud av v'em. What Rav Twersky pointed out is that's a diuk in the Rambam himself. In source number 8, the Rambam Mamrim, Perek Vav, the Rambam says that if Rachman al-Islam, you have a parent who, whatever, is suffering from dementia or something like that, and they're very difficult to deal with, so much so that they need a real aid, like someone who can actually take care of them full time, Misha Nitra Vidaito, as opposed to the child. So the Ram says that you should try your hardest to take care of them. If they're just too far gone, it's just impossible for the child to deal with the parent at that point. So the child can't take care of it anymore, they should delegate. They should have someone else do it in their stead, take care of the parent in their stead. So what you see from the Rambam is that there is an instance in which someone, Rachman al-Islam, has such a terrible mental illness that it's impossible for the children to take care of them. But what you also see from the Rambam is that it's only im efshar. If it's efshar lamod mipnei shenishtate b'yoser, the child can no longer tend to the needs of the parent because of this terrible affliction the parent is suffering from, then you can pass it along and delegate to someone else. Otherwise, the stama de milsa, you should do it on your own. Not because of the mitzvah bo yosmi b'shlucha, it's a nice maila, that it's a chumrah to do it yourself. No, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah of kavod is to do it yourself, just like we saw by Shabbos. So when you have mitzvahs like kiddushin and all other mitzvahs, so the kavod to the mitzvah is a nice addition. It's a nice addition to do it yourself. And that's yishtadol, do your best. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em, the mitzvah is the kavod. Then doing it on your own becomes guf of the mitzvah, and it becomes chayiv, and again, part of the inherent mitzvah itself. Just to end with just an idea, on one level, this pshat of the Kunjus Chanuk Megillah, it's almost like too good. It's so convincing and so compelling regarding Kavod Shabbos and the idea that mitzvah bo yosmi b'shlucho is because zehu kvodo by Hilchos Shabbos, that Kavod itself is the mitzvah, that we begin to wonder, like, what's even the dimyon to Kiddushin at all. The Gemara says, mitzvah bo yosmi b'shlucho by Kiddushin. How do I know that? From Kavod Shabbos. What do you mean from Kavod Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos is the mitzvah of Kavod. You can't bring a raya from Kavod Shabbos to Kol Torah Kula. The value when it comes to honoring Shabbos is to do it yourself. Mehechi teis that should have any application elsewhere. So the Rav was bothered by this. You have it in the Masorah journal in the fifth volume. He was bothered by this. And he gave an explanation that there is a value inherently by all mitzvahs of having Kavod as well. And he says that he quotes like two marmakomos basically. One of them is the Mishnah in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, where the Mishnah tells us that a person should be careful not to eat close to mealtime on Erev Yontif, but also on Erev Pesach in specific, to make sure you eat matzah l'teyavon, to make sure you have the Yontif Suda l'teyavon, but let's say matzah l'teyavon. So in that context, the Rambam writes that the reason is because you want the matzah to be, the achilas matzah to be chaviva, to be desirable, to be exciting, to be enjoyable. Similarly, you have the Gemara in Shabbos on Chav Beis, where the Gemara tells us that you shouldn't do kisa adam with your regel, with your foot. You shouldn't cover the blood with your foot, kick the dirt over it, because that's shalot hei mitzvos bezuyot halav, that you shouldn't have some degrading fashion in which you relate to mitzvos. So the Rav says, you see from these two places, there's a certain kavod, a certain esteem that a person is supposed to have for mitzvos. And the klal of having kavod for the mitzvah is an important klal in Kol Torah Kula. What we see from Shabbos is that it is a level of kavod to do something on your own. By Shabbos, that means mamish is the mitzvah, but in Kol Torah Kula, it has application as well, because there is a yesod of being mechabed mitzvos. But what the Rav is bothered by is, and he leaves it as a tzarech ian in the journal, what he's bothered by, the way they quote it in the journal, he's bothered by the fact that by Kedushin and so many other mitzvos, there really is no chefza shel mitzvah. You know, even the Maisa mitzvah is questionable by Kedushin because it's more of a mitzvah totzah of a hechsher for Puruvu. And certainly when the Gemara goes forward and says that by an Isha also, mitzvah ba, yosem yi b'shlucha, where she probably doesn't have a mitzvah of her own. You see the Ran there, but she doesn't have a mitzvah on her own. So the Isha miskadesh, even the Isha mikadesh, there's no chefzah shel mitzvah, there's not even a Maisa mitzvah really. So what covered for the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah tim mechabed, there's no Maisa tim mechabed, there's no chefzah tim mechabed. So what... How is there any tsushtel b'chlal? Like, how do you compare to Kavod Shabbos to any other area in Torah, specifically Kiddushin? So again, the Rav left that Pitzarech in. But if you look in Rav Shechter's notes in the second paragraph of Kiddushin, the ones that Torah had published, so he records an answer that the Rav offered. And he explains that the truth is that you do have a makar for the value of Kavod by mitzvos, and he says, it's another pasuk in our parsha, Zekeli van Veyu. He notes that the same Gemara that we said before about not eating on Erev Pesach to make sure you eat Matzah L'Teyavon, so we quoted this in Yevamos Chabur a few weeks ago. So the Rashi and the Rashbam there comment that the reason is because you want to be eating the matzah with Hidr Mitzvah. Source number 9, Rashi and Psachim, Lo yochel, yochel Matzah Shel Mitzvah L'Teyavon, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. That it's a key in Hidr Mitzvah to eat matzah with a, what do we say, with a great gusto, with a zest, with an excitement to eat the matzah. You want to eat it, you know, ravenously. You want to eat it on empty stomachs that you enjoy every crumb of it. So what the Rav said is that there are two tracks, because this is strange. There's no chefzah shel mitzvah over here. It's the person is eating it in a gishmaka way, but there's the mitzvahs, the matzahs are the same, the maisa is the same, it's all the same. So the Rav said there's two tracks in Hidr Mitzvah. One is, I think the Chassam Sefer has a similar comment in his Chidushim somewhere, in Mesechah Sukkah or there in Pesachim, I forget. But the Rav says that the first track is one we're familiar with, Zek Heli Mambeu, it's not the fun of the mitzvahs, that you should decorate and beautify the chefzah shel mitzvah, or even, you know, even the maisa mitzvah. The act that you're doing should be done in a beautiful way, or the object should be beautified. But the second track of Zek Heli Van Veyu, says the Rav, is that the performance of the mitzvah, or the hisaskus in the mitzvah, should be altsad hayoser tov umechubad laha mitzvah. It should be done in a very honorable way. It should be done in which you show great regard and great esteem for the mitzvah which you're performing. Now that could be true because you beautify the mitzvah, it could be true because you beautify the action, or it could be true because you show a passion for the mitzvah that you're doing. Even though there's not per se an action or a chetza which you're beautifying, but your hisaskus ba mitzvah, your involvement in the mitzvah is one in which your demeanor bespeaks excitement to be involved in the mitzvah. That's a kiyum of being mechabed the mitzvah, which is a kiyum of zek heli van veyu, the second track of hidr mitzvah, which is not just the hidr of the chetza or the maisa, but it's a hidr of the whole engagement with the mitzvah. The person's personality and the person's emotion surrounding the mitzvah is beautified. That's zek heli van veyu as well, and that's the second track of hidr mitzvah that the Rav said that Rashi was referring to, and the Rashbam as well, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. With this we'll end, but with that comes the Rav in mind, so it might have a little bit of a bearing on a famous Chai Adam you have in source number 10, famous suffix of the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam wonders, within the klal of Mitzvah Bo Yisim B'Shulcha, let's say you have a choice, you want to write a Sefer Torah, and you have a choice of either writing it on your own, but your penmanship was never first rate, or you could hire a shliach, you could hire an agent who's a sofer, and he'll write the Sefer Torah for you. So you have competing values over here. One value is Mitzvah Bo Yisim B'Shulcha, I should write the Sefer Torah myself. I should let Morris figure out the words on his own when he's landing on Shabbos. That's his problem. But I'll write it myself because Mitzvah Bo Yisim B'Shulcha, I'll get to write it. Or no, it should be a beautiful Torah. And when you write it, you have sloppy handwriting. I guess we could use Morris again. He's a doctor. He probably has bad handwriting. Why would you let a doctor write a Sefer Torah? It's going to come out terrible. It's going to come out terrible. So Hidr Mitzvah versus Mitzvah Bo Yisim B'Shulcha, what do you choose? So the Chai Adam has a suffix about this. So some suggest that Hidr Mitzvah clearly wins out because Hidr Mitzvah is a pasuk of Zek Heli Van Veyu. And mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho is stam asvar in Chazal. There's medrashim that quote, you know, that Avram was saddled his own donkey on the way to the Akedah, so maybe that's a raya, that mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho, but that's a garata. Strictly speaking, we don't have a pasuk for it. That you may come to the same conclusion, but my point is the Rav might push back on the reasoning that no, mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho is also zekei levandeyu, it's also hider mitzvah. So you can't answer that one is daraisa, one is not, or one is from this pasuk and one is not. They're both from the same pasuk, different tracks of the same din, of the same mitzvah. Rav Asher Weiss has an essay about this, I mean, about zekei levandeyu, but in that context he discusses this chai adam. So he also suggests that maybe mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho should have no application by the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, because the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is not about writing, it's about having a Sefer Torah. So as long as the Sefer Torah is written, we don't really ask any questions about how it got there. So there's no kiyum to mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho. Just let the mitzvah be done. So while that might be true if you assume mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho is a maila in maisa ha-mitzvah, and when there's no maisa ha-mitzvah, it's tosah oriented, it's not relevant. But we saw from the Rav that he, again, might push back because of this. We saw from the Rav that no, the klal shouldn't be limited to a maisa mitzvah or even a chefza shel mitzvah. The klal applies to his askus b'mitzvah. If a person writes a Sefer Torah on their own, again, you still have to answer what the competing values of hider mitzvah and mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho. But I'm saying this is not necessarily the answer for the Rav, because when a person is involved in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, even if the mitzvah is to have the Torah and it just needs to be written, you don't need a maisa mitzvah. But if I show my fervor, if I show my excitement for the mitzvah by engaging it in a passionate way on my own, bechvodu ba'atzmi, so then I'm showing a chibuv ha-mitzvah, I'm showing a hider mitzvah as well in that second track of Zekei Livanvehu, even though the desired result is just the totzah of having the Sefer Torah. So with that klal of Rav Soloveitchik in mind, you have to reconsider that suffix of the Chai Adam as well. Okay, we'll stop here with the different ways to explain the mitzvah of Kavod in the different contexts and different mitzvahs, Shabbos, and the Kol Torah Kula. Okay, shkayach.